Joining us now in our studios will be hopefully a regular guest coming up in the very near future, maybe on Friday mornings. We have to work that out. But State Representative-elect Christy Purcell from District 58A is with us. Christy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you for the invitation, Jeff. I really appreciate it.
Congratulations on your victory in the elections last, was it last week?
Just last week.
Ah, time flies. Uh-huh. It seems like it took forever to get here, and now it's way in the rearview mirror already. First of all, that's the first time you've ever run for office. The election, I guess, cycle leading up to Election Day, was that kind of what you had pictured? Was it any different? And what? Tell us about your experience there and your takeaways from the campaign cycle.
Sure. Well, I've helped... I've paid attention to politics and I've helped a little bit on elections before, but it was quite a different experience to be the person's name on the signs and on the ballot. I announced in January, so I realized from the date I announced to Election Day was 298 days. So I think in that time, I was using the analogy about that you hear about the frog in the pot of water, where it slowly gets warmer and warmer and warmer, and the frog won't jump out because you just sort of get used to it. That's sort of how I felt the election season went. It started at a nice, cool temperature and then kind of, you know, heated up and got quite hot close to the election. I think if I would have... you know, jumped in at that point, it would have been too much, really, you know, intense and overwhelming. But it was actually really a great kind of way to prepare me for the intensity of the end of the election season. I felt like I was able to handle it versus if I would have just sort of jumped in right away at that level, would have felt like too much.
Let's talk about the election night. I'm presuming you were together with your campaign workers and perhaps some other people that were of the same party, maybe some of your fellow Democrats. What was election night like?
Well, so folks kept asking me what I wanted to do on election night, and I didn't have an answer because I had never done this before. So I didn't know if I wanted to be alone refreshing my computer just, you know, with my spouse at home, or if I wanted to be with other people who are nervously doing the same exact thing. So a handful of us, my campaign manager, Davin Sokup, who's now a city councilor elect, and some of the field staff that we had, and Clarice Graybaugh, and just a handful of us got together at the DFL office. There's a little pop-up office. And so we got together there. The plan was to go from 8 to 10, so like after polls closed and before results really came in. But then results started to come in. So I was still there with folks about, I can't remember, 9:30 or 9:45, there seemed to be some results, and it was looking positive and it was pretty exciting. Also, I didn't know how to interpret, you know, the sort of precinct by precinct level results. So we had a couple of number cruncher types there who had the spreadsheet. They got to type it in there and say, okay, this looks, you know, better than in 2018, or this looks worse than 2020, et cetera, and kind of do our own projecting out. So that was exciting. I felt really thankful to have some more experienced people and some numbers types that could just help me process.
Wait, now, when you at some point you realize, wow, I won this, the election. And what was that point like, and when did that come?
Well, let's see. I was at the DFL office yet. It was fairly tentative, so. I think we had decided that Davin won the city council race. Mm-hmm. So there were some, you know, hugs and cheers and rah-rah and yay and celebrating for Davin, and kind of this sort of nervous energy and waiting still around my race and Clarice's race. And we knew that Dakota County is classically like one of the very last counties to report in the whole state. So we figured that it was going to take longer to figure out the full Senate district, so that Clarice headed home, and But the Rice and Scott County pieces of my district were coming in rather rapidly. And I can't remember if it was Todd Lippert or it was Clarice's campaign manager, Mike, who said, "I think you won." And it was sort of like, wait, what? I mean, there was like not quite like one moment of, because it was like, well, you think, or do we know? Or and then when we got Webster Township numbers in, those were sort of the last ones outside of the Dakota County, little teeny tiny precinct. That was where it was like, okay, I think, you know, there it's probably a statistical anomaly for my opponent to do that much better than me in this little piece of Northfield where I live. So then it was like, oh my gosh, this is real. This has really happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it did really happen. But now you have 2 months to get up to speed before the legislative session begins. Tell us about, is there a training process? Do you get together with your fellow future legislators? Some are legislators now. Mm-hmm. What's the process?
Well, so election night, I didn't get too much sleep. Got so many sweet, you know, texts and messages of congratulations from all over the country, actually all over the world. Some folks I know are all over the place. So that was really incredible and exciting, and sort of waiting and watching what happened to other races as well. So Wednesday was a little bit of a blur. And then we had an all-day orientation on Thursday. So many of us were quite bleary-eyed and on very little sleep, and then in St. Paul for like a 12-hour day.
Wow.
To get orientated. We got my spouse Michael got to come. We got a tour of the Capitol, like meeting with HR about just, you know, your paperwork so you can get paid, sort of all like the first day school kind of stuff, and got to meet all of the other incoming first-year legislators. So there are 47 new legislators in our class. I believe 19 of them are DFL and the rest are GOP. So our orientation is all together. Mm-hmm. And then in the evening, we had our first caucus meeting. So the House DFL caucus got together to elect leadership. So that was also, I mean, we're just thrown right in. One of my friends, her election was called like 8 hours before the training. It was quite close in, I think, Chanhassen. So we were all sort of in differing states of just shock and disbelief and very low sleep. But it was really wonderful to just get some very practical information about, you know, in a month you'll have an office and you'll have an email address and a lot of those things I don't have yet, but sort of starting to think about the logistics.
Now, between now and then, will there be some training exercises, more orientation? Do you meet with, you know, the caucus and everything? Is it pretty scheduled at this point?
It is, although things seem to kind of pop up that I need to make myself available for. But what I am aware of at this time, there's another 2 days of orientation in early December, again, with our whole class of 47 new lawmakers. And there's a caucus retreat that happens the weekend before that, so the weekend after Thanksgiving, to do, you know, sort of get to know each other in the DFL House caucus.
Mm-hmm. All right. It sounds like you're going to have to fit Christmas shopping in there somewhere.
Boy. Well, good thing I just have to come to downtown Northfield and visit our local shops here. Makes it easy.
All right. Christy, we're out of time. We'd like to talk to you about some of the initiatives and priorities you'll be working on, but we have time before now in the first of the year when the legislative session begins.
That sounds great.
We'd like to invite you back maybe in a couple of weeks after Thanksgiving sometime. And once you have a little bit more I would say experience, but once you've gone through a little bit more, we'll have another conversation.
That sounds great. I'll figure some things out and I'll report back.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Christy Purcell, once again, the representative elect from District 58A. We got Rich standing by with local news. Paula at the top of the hour. Paula Granquist with Art Zaney Radio for the Imagination. She's got a busy show. And coming up at 10 o'clock today is Public Policy This Week.